Welcome to Blue Collar Poetry. My name is Kevin Carroll, your host. I am an ordinary blue collar guy here to bring you some inspiration from different types of writing, from novels to short stories, poetry to music lyrics, and any written word in between. So sit back, relax, enjoy the inspiration. So this one's a little spur of the moment, but I felt as I read this that it was a great thing to share. Currently, I'm reading a book from Dalai Lama, My Spiritual Journey, Personal Reflections, Teachings, and Talks. And one of the first things he actually talks about is compassion and what compassion truly is. And just to highlight a little bit of what he said, but I'm going to get into specifics in a second. Is he's talking about true compassion is not based on anything that is self-righteous, self-centered. It's actually going way beyond self and leaving self far behind to reach out to others, to help others in their times of suffering and to reduce their suffering. And so as I read this, I felt it might be a good thing to share just as a piece of inspiration for you. It goes like this. True compassion brings with it this appeasement of internal tensions, a state of calmness and serenity. It turns out to be very useful in daily life when we're faced with situations that require self-confidence. And a compassionate person creates a warm, relaxed atmosphere of welcome and understanding around him. In human relations, compassion contributes to promoting peace and harmony. So we look at the world today and we look at all the things that are going on and how crazy people are acting all around the world. And it doesn't matter what side of any politics you sit on. If you honestly take a look, you look at all the chaos. We look at the wars. We look at civil unrest. And you look at the world. And how is it that you can impact the world? Well, by being truly compassionate, by reaching out to people that you know, or even people you don't know, maybe it's just talking to them. Maybe it's just relating to somebody, showing a little empathy to somebody to make their load lighter, make their suffering less. You know, we talk about families, friends that, we have people, family members that die, we have friends that die, how is it that you can express compassion to them? Well, why don't you try just reaching out to them? Try talking to them, trying to understand where they're at. Try to share with them memories that you have and, maybe try to get them to share memories and talk about stuff. That's one simple way to show someone compassion is by simply reaching out, giving a hand. Maybe it's going to lunch with somebody. Maybe it is going and just helping them do, house chores or whatever. There's different ways of showing true compassion. The biggest part of that whole thing is not being focused on you, what you are going to get out of this. It's all about what you are going to do for somebody else. And, honestly, that's one of my biggest reasonings for doing this podcast is it's not for me. I can talk to myself all day, but it's my hope that I say something or share something with you that maybe triggers you to, think about things, to think about your situation, to try to help you maybe look at something in a new way. It's not about me. And so it was funny when I read that true compassion line from the Dalai Lama that really struck me that's what life is about. Life is about being compassionate towards others and losing self and being self-facing and, not being self-aggrandizing and self-centered. It's truly about being compassionate towards somebody else for the sake of somebody else. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. As always, I love suggestions, comments, or ideas to make this podcast better and maybe even more engaging. Thank you again for listening, and I hope you have an inspired day.